even though these things didn't work into the negative feedback amplifiers like you thought, they still influenced the microwave tube. In what ways? Can you think of anything specific?
There are some of these things I don't understand in 1938. Well, these that go on in the in the late 38 and early 39, I was clearly working on microwave tubes.
Mm-hmm.
I even had something about electron multipliers as in 39 as microwave power amplifiers. Nothing came of that, except that it shows that I was talking with James Wilson McRae.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the end of 1939, I have something about interconnection of waveguides. Oh, yes, I remember what that. So I was... it was not until the beginning of 41 that I actually made a Klystron amplifier.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... it was a low voltage amplifier, and I've told this story, but I'll repeat it. Mm-hmm. To get more gain, make it a low voltage amplifier, I didn't have just resonators with holes in them. I had resonators a gridded structure went through out into the air pressure through. Seals between the end of a glass tube and
just a piece of paper.
Yes, just a piece of paper.
You have a pen.
The early Klystrons, I think that they had the resonator in the vacuum, but this low voltage tube, here's a grid, here's another grid. And here is these copper discs, thin copper discs, sealed to into glass cylinders.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be the input, and then outside you'd put a resonator. And then this particular tube had a low voltage grid here that increased the bunching action. Then there would be an output this was the low voltage grid, and then this would be the output resonator. These again, the glass envelope, and then down at this end, there would be the rest of the glass envelope with a collector electrode, and at this end, there was a structure with an electron beam, and so mm-hmm. the electrons would go through this and get a velocity modulation impressed on them. Then they'd drift down to this low voltage, about 5 volt electrode. This is 300 volts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe this was 10 volts, 5 to 10 volts. And then they'd be re-accelerated and go across the output resonator. And you got quite a lot of amplification there, between 10 and 20 dB at X-band.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had a fortunate accident with this tube. I made this grid here negative accidentally, so that the electrons were turned around and that went through this resonator again.
Mm-hmm. Well,
instead of going through the output resonator. And it oscillated like the Dickens and gave about 100 milliwatts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reflex klystron had been invented at that time in principle, but this was a very simple tube. It had a 300-volt electron beam of about 20 milliamperes. It gave about 100 milliwatts or more out, and you could tune it by just tuning this one resonator.